This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln.
This is for personal protection.
So said Senator Brett Allon of Franklin as debate began on his bill to allow state legislators to carry their guns in the state capitol. Allon says the proposed law has safeguards built in.
Not only do you have to be certified, be fingerprinted, go through the process, but you have to take the training every year.
Senator Jean-Paul Morel of New Orleans wasn't convinced that's safeguard enough.
I appreciate the level of expertise you're requiring, but I know a lot of our colleagues, and a lot of them are great marksmen. A lot of them are not.
Morel went on to say he had great doubts about the wisdom of allowing lawmakers to be armed with weapons other than just their wits, especially while arguing the benefits of various bills.
Because I know debate on the floor gets very heated. I don't necessarily know if I trust legislators with guns.
Legislative violence is not totally unknown. In 2007, one Alabama senator punched another in the head during debate. Fists flew in both California's and Michigan's legislatures in 2011 and in Oklahoma's House in 2012. Here in Louisiana, brawls broke out on the House floor during the 1929 debate over impeaching Governor Huey Long. And speaking of Huey Long, not one committee member brought up Long being shot in the state capitol hallway in 1935. Perhaps that will be raised when the full Senate debates the bill, since it did advance on a 5-3 vote. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.